You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
בשעה טובה ומוצלחת. The baby was born. So, I'm Raman Yocheved. They were honored to have the baby. So the baby, what was his name?
Moshe.
No, no.
What was the name? What made name?
Tov.
No, no, no. His name was what?
No,
no, it says in the Torah.
But giving the name. No,
it says in the Pasuk.
No.
In the code?
Tov.
It says Tov, right?
Yeah.
It says Tov.
Tov. Tov is his name?
Yeah, that's one of his name. So why they named him Tov?
Because his whole house became light.
One idea is that the special light that Hashem created in the first of the creation was the Or HaGanuz. The hidden light came at the time that Moshe was born. That's one of the reasons. And the other reason is that Amram had no reason to call the Mohel and pay for the catering. Right? So, because Moshe Abraham was complete. So, and that's what the Tov is all about. So now we see Yocheved Alav Shalom decided to keep the baby for 3 months. Why? What's that? Yeah. Why 3 months? Why not 4, 5, 6? Why 3 months?
There's so many trees.
Sorry?
Tree having
I know, but you keep your baby 3 months and then you throw him in the ocean?
Because it was big enough.
3 months.
In the ocean.
3 months.
3 months baby is big?
Yeah,
why is
big?
It's big?
Yeah,
it was big?
Yeah, it was grown up.
So what's trying to be big?
Couldn't hide them anymore.
Why?
What do you mean why?
What do I mean why?
Because Paro kept, they were killing their babies, so they would find them and ask for
shalom. No.
Why? How would they find out?
Christ.
How come exactly 3 months she says I have to take him out? Sorry? No, why you have to take him out? Keep him in the house.
Because the law does not allow the parents to keep the kids and they were supposed to keep them.
Who would know?
The root of Abraham was only Yahweh. His father would have kept hiding. His time was
I don't understand.
Black magic, they didn't know where the kids is.
How? I'm sorry? I don't know the answer.
They were all kishuf, all magicians. Why 3 months? Why not 4 months or 2 months? Why 3?
Ah. So, here obviously we see the Secret Service of the Egyptian was much greater than Sabak. Why? Because they keep track of anything that was going on inside. So they knew that Amram separated from his wife. And they knew when he separated from his wife. And they know when exactly he came back to his wife. So that means they know exactly when Abraham went back home. So 9 months later, we should expect a baby. So they're watching. So now when Moshe Abraham Shalom was born at age of 6, because Yocheved Alav Shalom only had 6 months of pregnancy. So now she only was able to keep him 3 months because they're going to show up by the door, you know, at the 9 months. So that's why she had to take him out right after 3 months. So you see what the system exactly they had. So now here, she decided that the best solution will be to put him in the water. That's what she did. So, if Chas v'Shalom, Moshe Abraham Shalom, would be in danger, would it be better that he would be with his mother or to be in the ocean? And let's say at age of 9 months, they would break the door and would come in. Which would be better? Yeah? Yes? Somebody rather is that without even knowing to throw his baby to the ocean, or she would rather that will be with the baby when Chas v'Shalom something happens. Nature will have mercy.
Yeah.
What did Hagar do?
I'm sorry?
Hagar.
You put the baby on the
side, you hold the baby
back.
So that's what Yocheved did too.
Huh?
Yeah?
She put it in the
natural. No. Hagar stayed away from Ishmael. Well, it says in the Torah, didn't want that she would see that he's going to die. That's what he says in the Torah, right?
Nobody wants to see his child die.
No?
No, of course.
No, it's obvious the love and affection that a goy, you expect to do such a thing. But Yehudi would never do such a thing. So what's the difference between Yocheved and Hagar? They both did the same thing. Because Hagar did the wrong thing as a goy, as a non-Jew. But Yocheved is doing the same thing.
Because she sent Miriam to watch on the baby.
No, she didn't send. What difference does it make?
She left the kid and she went out.
How can you take a chance? How can you take a chance?
She was not taking any chance.
No?
Hashem is going to take care of
his
baby.
No.
Yes?
No.
No, it was not Ness, because when the way he came in the world, she knew this was the Mashiach. The one who was going to be.
No.
She knew this. She was
How can you rely on such a thing? Chas v'Shalom. No. No, Chas v'Shalom. You cannot rely on such a thing.
Why? She was not a
No, she wasn't. No.
She didn't have?
No. Yocheved, she was a Neviah. No?
Yeah, sure.
How can you do such a thing? A Jewish mother to throw your kid in an ocean?
No.
We're not talking about the bathtub. We're talking about the ocean.
She sent Miriam after, and then she sent Miriam after also. She went to look at it.
What difference does it make?
She knew where it was going. She was all the time.
No, what difference does it make? You think a 4-year-old girl to go after for what? She didn't send Miriam. First of all, she went by on her own, but she didn't have any access to save the.
She was looking. She knew where.
So what? What to watch him is going to drown?
She was sure he was not going to die.
No, there's no such a thing. There's no such a thing. You cannot rely on your imagination.
It was not
the
nest.
What?
It was not the nest. She was there.
But that's even worse. That's even worse.
She was going to see that when she saw it was going to be on the head of the daughter of the king, that's it.
How do you know she's going to come out? How do you know the miracle is going to happen? How can you estimate on such a thing? No, 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 no. No, there's no such a thing. She had no clue that such a thing is going to happen. It's a Maya Aselo. She says, you know, what are we going to do? She had no clue that what's going to happen. You follow?
You said it was a lake.
It was a what?
It was a lake. It was
not no, no, no. Yam Suf is not a lake.
It was a big ocean?
Yeah, big ocean.
Wasn't it the river?
Yeah, big ocean.
And the basket was waterproof? Isn't water going inside?
It doesn't matter. It's a little basket. It can flip over right away. Even a boat in a ship flips over. No, because she put some tar and protected it. But here it could flip in a second. In a second, it would flip.
It's very unmotherly what she did.
Yes.
But she had emunah.
No, no, no. You can't believe on this. It's asur to even to do such a thing, to do such a risky thing.
The mom was following him, right?
No, no, no. There's no such a thing. No, this is...
Your mommy was following him, right?
No.
No?
No.
Just leave it on the water and go?
Yeah. The mother did not follow him. No.
The nature doesn't have no mind of its own. Everything has happened in nature by a corner of
habit. Yeah, you hear somebody walk in the middle of the street to say, you know, that the nature is going to save me? Can't do this? Yeah?
He's watching him.
It's a nature. You go up on the mountain, right? Go up, without food for nothing. It's a nature saved me. You can do such a thing. Yes? Oh, so what's the difference? How can you put a little baby, 3 months old?
It's not any baby. She knew what the baby.
There's no such a thing. We don't have any sources about Yocheved Nunding or has Emunah. There's no such a thing. There's no such a thing at all. So now, how could she do such a thing? How could she be so careless? So careless. And not only that.
Not careless. Because she knew that they're going to kill him if they find him in the house. So there was more chance.
Save it, your baby! I just explained to you. You're acting exactly like Hagar. Yes! You let your baby to be away from you and it'd be hard?
No.
This is not Jewish. Huh?
There wasn't any chance that she could save me. So she did the right thing.
Fine, that's what we're talking about. Which is better, to be with you or put it in the ocean?
In the ocean.
No, Chas v'Shalom. It's Hagar. Hagar, that's what she did.
Ishmael was saved.
Huh?
Ishmael was saved.
No, that's what the Torah is mentioning. This is the answer of the goy. The goy would do this. Say, let him die. I'm going to be saved. Wait, and don't look at him. This is a goy. How can you let your baby, 3 months? 3 months old?
What reason she find that in the ocean?
I'm sorry?
Why she decide three months?
Well, first of all, you should know it's none of those things that you're saying. That's one. Chas v'Shalom. No, no. No, 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 Chas v'Shalom. No, Chas v'Shalom. Okay, now listen carefully. Okay. Yeah, listen. So now, Pastor Yocheved, Allah Shalom, was a very, very smart lady. Had nothing to do with Emunah. She didn't have Ruach HaKodesh and none of those things. So now, one thing that she knew, that if she saved the baby of Am Yisrael from the water to be thrown in the water, her baby is not going to be drowned in the water. And that's why she put him in the water. Because she saved the babies of Am Yisrael to not be thrown in the water. So now she knew that if I went out of my way, I did sacrifice to save the baby of Am Yisrael being thrown in the water. My own baby is not going to be drowned in the water. Because the chesed that she did, the sacrifice that she did, she knew that her baby is going to be saved.
So this is logical?
Yeah. Because this is guaranteed. Because Ribono Shel Olam has guaranteed us, even Zechut Avot we don't have, that's the Gemara says. But one thing never been canceled. That is, midah keneged midah. The way you treat other people, exactly you're going to be treated. And that's why she decided the only chance that I could save my baby, put him and place him, how I save other people's baby. And that's why Moshe Avraham Shalom was saved.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.